Parshas Toldos is the start of a 4,000-year war that has yet to see its end. The fight between Yaakov and Esav, later to become Yisrael and Edom, continues to haunt Klal Yisrael and the entire world in the 21st century. And we daven and we pray for the long-awaited arrival of Mashiach to end this abysmal conflict. And one can only imagine how much worse life would have been had Yaakov Avinu not received the bracha from his fathers. So we have to understand, how did Yaakov Avinu obtain the brachas? What was his master plan? So there's a peculiar Medrash Peliya which explains how Yaakov Avinu was able to secure the brachas. The brachos that served us well for many centuries. And the pasuk describes the words of explanation by Yitzchak Avinu to his raging son Esav. Yitzchak explains plainly to Esav. He tells him that your brother Yaakov took the brachos using his chachma. Bo achich b'mirma v'yikach b'rchasecha. Your brother came b'mira with trickery, with wisdom, and he took away your brachos. What was the chachma that Yaakov used? What was the great wisdom employed by Yaakov Avinu? What was the b'mirma? So the Medrash Pli explains that Yitzchak Avinu showed Esav the afikoman. Now this is a Medrash Pli if we've ever seen one. What does the afikoman have to do with anything? What type of explanation was Yitzchak offering Esav by showing him the afikoman? What was the mirman afikoman? Was he satisfied with the response, with the display of the afikoman? Rashi already tells us that the date on which this event took place was Pesach. Because Rivka tells Yaakov to fetch shnei gedie, two goats, two kid goats, so that she can prepare a meal for Yitzchak. Rashi wonders if Yitzchak really needed two kid goats to fill his appetite. It does appear to be quite a large portion for one individual, let alone an elderly man like Yitzchak Avinu. So Rashi explains that it was the eve of Pesach, and the Shnei Gedie, the two kid goats, were the two karbanos, Karban Pesach and Karban Chagiga. According to the Medrash, at least Rashi is a slightly different Nusach. But this was in preparation to the evening of Leil Seder. So we now have that the date was Erev Pesach leading into Leil Pesach. We have the two karbanos. So of course there needs to be a bir chametz. If this is really Pesach, if this was the context of the whole event, where did we find the bir chametz? The Zohar explains that the burning of the chametz is symbolic of the burning of the Yetzer. As we know, Esav is the symbol. He's the epitome of the Yetzer. Esav was its side befit. He used his words to trick and to manipulate. Esav came from the same Shoresh as the Nachash, who accomplished the same in tricking Chava with his words. He was also tied the fifth. So both Esav and the Nachash were tied the fifth. It was therefore imperative that Esav, who represented the Chametz, who represented the Yetzer Hara, not be involved at all with the Shnei Gedie for Yaakov. Perhaps this is insinuated in the following pasuk. Kilo chametz v'loyachol lismameya v'gam tzeda lo asu. The words chametz, tzeda as in sayed, and asu, the same letters as Esav, are all found in this pasuk, in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The bir chametz was perhaps removing Esav from the entire picture, sending him out to go fetch, to go hunting, and this way he wouldn't be around for the performance of the Karban Pesach. Of course, the Pesach Seder requires matzah. It requires dal kosas. Here too, the parsha does not disappoint. The pasuk tells us that Yaakov brought matamim v'esalechem. The lechem here is referring to matzah, as often the Torah does. And then a few psukim later, it says vayavei lion vayavei lo yain vayesht. Seemingly, the drinking of the arba kosas. So, what about the four questions? What about the manishtana? If you pay close attention, Yitzchak Avinu asks four questions to his son Yaakov, not knowing who Yaakov was when he was disguised as Esav. He asks him, Ha taze bni imlav? Ma ze mi'arta limso bni? Mi ata bni? And ata ze bni? So these are the four questions, perhaps. And this may also be an allusion to the Arba Banim, as the word bni appears four times in the four questions that were just raised. Now, we have the night, the date, we have the Karbanos, we have the Bir Chametz, we have the Dal Kosas, we have the Matzah, we have the Arba Banim, we have the Manashana. Well, one of the trademarks of Pesach is Tfilas Tal. While Sukkot is a time for Tfilas Geshem, Pesach is a time for Tal. And so the Ramban points out that after the Seder is complete, after the whole event of the bracha that Yaakov bestows upon, rather that Yitzchak bestows upon Yaakov, begins, Vayitein lecha, Vayitein lecha Elokim mital hashemayim. This is a reference to Tfilas Tal. But wait, we have everything in place except for where's the Afikom. This takes us back to the Medrash Pliya. We saw above that Yitzchak showed Esav the Afikom. What for? We understand quite clearly that this was in the night of Pesach, and every mitzvah was accounted for. But why was Yitzchak specifically showing Esav the Afikom? What was the message that he was relaying? You see, Yitzchak Avinu was indicating that he just ate the Afikom. And there's a halacha that you may not eat anything after the Afikom. The Mishnah tells us, Ein Maftir Mepesach Ach Afikom. You can't eat anything else after the Afikom. And Yitzchak couldn't eat anymore, therefore. It's just that Yitzchak cannot eat the food of the Esav. He couldn't eat the carbon Pesach of Esav that he was bringing. And therefore, Yitzchak was communicating that if he cannot eat his food, because he ate the Afikomen, time's up, he cannot give him a bracha. It's understood that in order to give the bracha, you need to eat the carbon Pesach from the person giving it. And since he couldn't eat Yitzchak's carbon Pesach, he couldn't give him the bracha. And it worked out beautifully because the gematria of Bemirma is 287, which is exactly the same gematria as Afikom. And that was the Bemirma. And this also equals the gematria of Matamim and Lechem, the food and bread that Yaakov brought Yitzchak. So we see from the inception of this drawn-out war between these two twins, Yaakov Avinu was able to secure the brachos and ultimately lead to the gula. The night of Pesach is the night of the gula. It was apropos that on this very night Yaakov merit the brachos that will eventually bring about the final redemption. Although we are embracing the cold and dark winter season, months away from the celebration of spring, Pesach, and redemption, let this parsha fuel our yearning, that although we are burrowed in the depths of this long, atrocious exile, we have the promise from above that Mashiach will come and bring this to an end. We should be zocheh to see that day soon, with the gula shlema behemahera, v'yameinu, amen v'amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.